Come on, would you give the Lord some praise right now? For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. As I have done for the last 3 years since becoming pastor of Life Tabernacle, I bring to you the state of the church. This past year was a year that has been titled the Great Unraveling, with international orders and borders challenged or broken, with thousands of deaths, vast flows of migrants, and terrorist attacks on some of the most cherished symbols of civilization, both Western and Muslim. Palmyra in Paris twice, Aleppo, Homs, Kobani, and even San Bernardino, California. The Syrian war grinds on. Half the pre-war population displaced or gone. And the Islamic State fills a vacuum that has been created by a sectarian struggle and Western fatigue. The conflict spurred the migrants lapping against the shores of Europe, a million or more huddled in small boats or crammed into airless trucks, abused by human traffickers, thousands dead on the journey, prompting both empathy and backlash. The outrages of Boko Haram and the Shabab in Africa, the abuse of the Rohingya minority in Myanmar, the war in Ukraine, and the resurgence of the Taliban in Afghanistan, new tensions in the skies over the Baltics, and a Russian plane that was shot down by a NATO country for the first time in decades. The ruins still in Gaza, a year after a brutal and inconclusive war. Israel hunkering down in a region, losing its compass. Even the energetic Secretary of State of the United States, John Kerry, has said to have given up on serious negotiations for Mideast peace. So much uncertainty, so much anxiety, so many civilian victims. It was a crazed German pilot that flew his plane into the French Alps. It was a Russian plane that was destroyed over Sinai by what seemed to have been a bomb. Attackers with automatic weapons killed some 130 people in Paris in restaurants, a stadium, and yes, a concert hall. Even the earth seemed slightly unhinged in 2015. The ice caps melting, sheep stuck in the smog of Beijing, huge snowstorms and floods, a major earthquake in Nepal, one of the world's poorest countries. And yes, even in our United States, it was a year of anger and protest against police brutality, with racial unrest that ripped apart Baltimore, Maryland, and Ferguson, Missouri. A massacre of black worshipers in a church in Charleston, South Carolina. Drought and terror in California. Blows to the myth of this paradise that we call the United States of America. The massacre in Charleston helped lower the Confederate flag over the South Carolina state house. The Supreme Court that made same-sex marriage legal throughout our land. A lady by the name of Kim Davis, a one-God apostolic believer, decided to take her stand and not sign same-sex marriage licenses in her county of Rowan County, Kentucky. And then the Pope visits the United States, meets with our president, and the list could go on and on and on. In spite of everything that went on last year, there's one thing that remains constant, one thing that remains a consistent factor in your life and mine, and that one thing is that God is still in control. Doesn't matter how bad it was in our world, God is still in control. I've come to tell you tonight, doesn't matter how bleak that it may look on the horizon, you need to remember that God is still in control. I wish you'd put your hands together for that right now. But I really didn't come tonight to focus on what went on in our world in 2015, but I did come to focus really on what took place in the Church of the Living God. In 2015, our theme was Advance the Kingdom. Our objective was to move God's kingdom forward in every possible way that we could. As a church, you and I became more passionate about the right things, about the things of Almighty God. As a church, we came together and our focus was and our focus still is on the King and His kingdom. We have not wavered from the faith, nor will we waver from the faith with the help of Almighty God. We still believe and preach the Book of Acts message stronger than we've ever believed it before in our lives. We still believe and preach it takes holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. We still believe in come out from among them and be separate and touch not the unclean thing. I still believe that it takes a holiness lifestyle in order to get to a holy heaven and dwell with a holy God. I still believe and preach in that without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins. It still takes repentance. It still takes a watery grave, a baptism in His name. It still takes the infilling of the Holy Ghost, evidenced by speaking in other tongues. I know some are watering it down, but I stand here tonight to tell you we've got to stand for it with everything we've got. Still believe in biblical worship. I still believe in clapping our hands. I still believe in shouting. I still believe in running the aisles. We still believe in coming together in one mind and one accord. Still believe as a church in the appointed times that God has commanded His people and children to keep. I know that some have criticized, but there's a whole lot that's starting to warm up to the idea. There's a whole lot that I've had the privilege to witness to in the last year or so and begin to share with them about these things. There's churches that are beginning to see this truth. There's pastors beginning to see the truth. I walked into a pastor's office not too many months ago and he and I began to talk about some of these things and he said, you know, Brother Bryant, I think maybe we need to get back to what the book really talks about. I think it's time we quit playing games at church. I think it's time that we get serious about serving God. And I concur, it's not time to be lazy. It's not time to be apathetic. It's time to get in this thing with everything we got. We still believe and preach as a church that it is one Lord, it's one faith, and it's one baptism. One God and Father of all, who's above all, through all, and in us all. I still believe Deuteronomy 6:4, that hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one. We have a revelation of who he is. I'm glad I know the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I'm glad I know who he is. It is our Jesus Christ, Yeshua, Messiah, that hung, bled, and died on Calvary. This isn't my church. It's not your church. It's God's church. You're God's people. We are the sheep of his pasture. I'm thankful to be a part of the church of the living God. It's a blood bought. It's a blood washed church. We're not going to back down. We're not going to back up. We're not going to go over and hide in a corner and suck our thumbs and think that nobody likes us and everybody hates us and we're just going to go out and eat worms. No, we're going to shout it from the rooftops. We're going to lift up our voice like a trumpet. We're going to sound the alarm. We are living in the last days of time. It's time that the church keep being the church. It's time we shout it. It's time we tell our neighbors. It's time we tell it everywhere we go. Still believe and preach the gospel, the death, the burial, and the resurrection of our Lord. I thank God for the church. There's no safer place that you can find yourself in 2016 than the church of the living God. In last year, we kicked off our year with 40 days of fire. We started with the year advancing the kingdom. We spent 2 days with Sister Melanie Schock in eating this book. And what a difference it has made in so many of our lives. She'll be back at the end of this year to teach Eat This Book, and I'm excited about that. What a difference it has made in my own personal life and in my own personal study time to get this book and devour the word of God and let it become bread and let it become life. Over 70% of the individuals that call this church home are involved in this church in some way, shape, or form, doing everything we can to get as many people involved in the kingdom of God, all the way from cleaning commodes to mowing yards and making peanut brittle to teaching Bible studies, doing a Bradford House, you name it. The list goes on and on. I thank God for everyone that is involved in the harvest. I thank God for everyone that has a mind to do the work of God. Don't let anybody tell you otherwise. Sown in people's lives, and I believe it will make a difference not only in our church but in our community as well. Our social media presence online has skyrocketed. It's amazing and mind-boggling when I think of these numbers. We're just a few followers away as of this message from over 400 dedicated Facebook followers to our Life Tabernacle Gilmer Church page. Every post that is put on that page reaches some 400 to 600 people in some 30 different countries all around the world. I give praise to God for that. That's getting the gospel outside our four walls. At the end of November of last year, we launched our website, ltgilmer.org. We launched a mobile app that's downloadable to smartphones, both on the Android and the Apple smartphone systems. We launched an online giving initiative that people are taking advantage of and giving online to the kingdom of God, to every department that is within our local assembly. To date, as of just the other day, we have received and had over 6,000 hits to our website in just about 6 weeks since the launch of that site. I thank God for that, because that's 6,000 people, that's 6,000 different homes and web accounts that have hit our site, and that's getting this glorious gospel on their computer, on their smartphone, however we can get it in the doors of their house. We're going to do everything that we can. Now, in last year, in November, we did a new initiative that we had never done before. How many remember drive-through prayer? Thank you, Brother Roberts, for your passion and burden for this. We had people that pulled through this parking lot on a Saturday afternoon in the space of 3 hours, and they cried and wept under the power of the Holy Ghost. We had people that laid hands on those in those cars and began to pray the prayer of faith. The response was incredible, and only eternity will know just how effective that was when it's all said and done. We're planning to do another one, by the way, here about the end of March, and I'm believing that God's going to help us to even reach more. I don't think I need to convince you too much that the Lord did help us to advance his kingdom in 2015. We reached more people. We reached into more homes. We reached into more ethnic groups with the word of God. We begin to see the fruit of our labor with those that have been baptized, those that have prayed back through. I didn't set a specific number last year, and I'm not going to do it this year either, because I believe every soul counts. I believe whether it's one or 101, I believe every soul counts, because my Bible says that all heaven rejoices over just one sinner that repents and comes. You want to praise God over one. You want to go crazy over one. Advance the kingdom. What an incredible year it was. What an incredible ride it was. I don't have time to go into too many more details about last year. That's kind of just a drive-by of what last year looked like. In 2016, we will not quit advancing the kingdom. We're going to find more ways. We're going to find more ways to reach more people. We're going to look for every avenue that we can get our hands on to get this gospel out to people, not just here, not just in your neighborhood, not just in our state, but in our nation, around our world. We're not going to rest until this gospel gets into the whole world. You and I are part of a church. It is a glorious church without spot or wrinkle, and the money that we give, the money we give to missions, the money that we give to home missions, there's no telling whose lives are forever being changed by the power of the Holy Ghost. We're going to continue to propagate the King and his kingdom like never before. Don't let up off the gas now. Don't go into cruise mode now. We've got to roll up our sleeves and work while it's day, because the night comes when no man can work. So what about 16? I'm glad you asked as I hurry to a close. For the past several weeks, you have heard me teach on Wednesday nights on the Lord's Prayer. My wife introduced this message tonight with a song that I asked her to hurry up and learn before church. And I apologize if it made her nervous. She did a really good job, though, on it, I'll say. You and I must understand that in this prayer, that for about 6 months now, there's been a phrase that has jumped off the pages at me and just haunted me and has just gotten inside my spirit and won't let me go. And I was always in prayer a few months ago. I was asking the Lord, Lord, we've done everything that we can to advance your kingdom in 2015. What would you have us to do? And I can't say that I heard an audible voice, but I can say that my spirit was touched by the power of the Holy Ghost, because I felt this impression to continue to advance the kingdom, but to take it to a whole nother level. And so our theme for 2016 is simply going to be Thy Kingdom Come. Thy Kingdom Come. For the past few weeks, you've heard me teach on this. The King came some 2,000 years ago, and he has dominion over his kingdom. He is the King of his kingdom, nobody else. You and I understand from Scripture that the King is coming back soon and very soon. It might be tonight. It could be tomorrow. I don't know when it will be. I just want to make sure that I'm ready to meet him when the trumpet sounds and time is no more. You and I may ask ourselves this question. Why is our theme, Thy Kingdom Come? The answer, my brothers and sisters, is really very simple. The kingdom is here, but the real question is the kingdom coming in you. The kingdom has come, but is the kingdom continuing to come in me? You see, in order for us to continue to advance his kingdom, the kingdom has got to be in us. We can only do so much with our human abilities and our capabilities and our giftings and talents and all of that stuff. And I thank God because we have a very gifted and talented church, and I'm very thankful for that. We've got people that aren't afraid to roll up their sleeves and work, and I'm very thankful for that. But we can only go so far on our own human abilities. If we're going to continue to advance his kingdom has to come in us. End of the conversation. We can't advance that which we are not a part of and that which is not a part of us. The king had dominion in our lives. The king, when we repented of our sins and was buried in a watery grave of baptism and was filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost for the very first time, the king did have dominion in your life and mine. But here's the real question. Does the king have continual dominion in my life? Right. To pray thy kingdom come is to pray that the kingdom continue to grow in me. What is 2016 really all about? It's really about growth. 2016 is really about growth because when thy kingdom comes in me, Lord, I will grow. I'm going to grow spiritually. As a church, we're going to grow spiritually. As a church, we're going to grow emotionally. As a church, we're going to continue to grow numerically. As a church, we're going to continue to grow economically. As a church, we are going to grow together, brothers and sisters together in the harvest field in 2016. 2016 is going to be a year that the kingdom of God grows in us. I feel the Holy Ghost right now. Don't be satisfied with where you have always been. Don't be satisfied with who you have always been. Don't be satisfied with what you have always done. It's time for you to grow. It's time for me to grow. It is time for us as a church collectively to grow. We will grow spiritually. How are we going to do this? It's going to be very, very simple. We're going to grow spiritually through prayer, through fasting, and the word. These first Monday night prayer meetings that we have for families, this one just last week, what an incredible presence of God was in this place. What a tremendous attendance we had. I know that there was quite a few that could not be here that Monday night, but I want to challenge you on Monday nights for the rest of this year to do everything you can from 7 to 8 o'clock to find your way to the house of God. And bind together with your brothers and sisters in seeking the throne of God, because we've got lost loved ones that are at stake. We've got schools that are at stake. We've got a country that's hinging on the brink of disaster, that is needing a church, that's needing a bride of Christ that'll stand in the gap and make up the hedge. And the way that we do that is we humble ourselves before God, and we get on our knees and we begin to pray until something happens inside of us. We're going to fast and push away the plate. We're going to get into the Word of God with everything that we've got. I wish I could tell you that I'm there and that I'm where I need to be with all of that. But every day I continue to grow in it. And this year I pray, God, let your kingdom come inside me. God, let your kingdom begin to grow continually in me. God, I must decrease, Lord, and you've got to increase. If we put our whole heart into this thing, if we get our whole heart, mind, body, and soul, the gates of hell will not be able to prevail against the church. We're going to grow emotionally. The things that once got us down aren't going to get us down any longer. The things that used to trip us up aren't going to trip us up anymore. The things, the little chips that we used to wear on our shoulder, it's not going to bother us anymore. We're going to grow emotionally in 2016. We're going to grow emotionally as a church because walking through those doors, there's going to be the hurting. There's going to be the busted and the bruised and the battered and you name it from all walks of life. They're going to keep walking through those doors and they're looking for a place. They're looking for a safe place. And as we grow emotionally, we're going to be able to minister to the needs of every single individual that walks through our doors, from the little Chris's that we pick up on our van, to the elders, to the middle-aged. It doesn't matter what status of life that they find themselves in, but we're going to grow. Our emotions are going to be healed. Our emotions are not going to rule us, but we are going to rule our emotions. We're going to get control over them. We're going to bring them under subjection. I'm going to do that by prayer and by fasting and by reading the word, because if I can get those things happening in my life, then you can talk about me all day long and you can keep talking about me all day long and it ain't gonna bother me in the least little bit. At least you're leaving somebody else alone. But I've made up my mind. I refuse to be humble. I refuse to stumble. I refuse to get tripped up over a bunch of nonsense. We're going to grow numerically. I thank God for every one of those 22 brand new folks that received the Holy Ghost for the very first time last year in our services. Some of those that received it don't even go to our church. Some received it in a kids' revival that go to other churches. Some received it in breaking the chains that go to other churches. But 22 for the very first time at these altars and in these pews, and in some cases a watery grave of baptism. They come up talking in tongues as the Spirit of God gave the utterance. I thank God for every brand new babe in Christ that was born last year. I thank God for every backslider. I thank God for every baptism that took place. It excites my heart because it's one less that is in the clutches of the enemy. Each one that prays through, it's one less that hell has to put up on its trophy case. Every one that is delivered from a world of sin, it is one less that the devil can say, I got them. No, devil, you don't have them. And it's not over till God says it's over. It won't be over until the trumpet sounds and time is no more. I'll just be honest with you, my brothers and sisters, as long as they've got life and as long as they've got breath in their body, there is a hope that God will get a hold of their heart sooner or later and they'll bow their knee at an altar. We're going to see those numbers continue to grow, not just in 16, but in the next few years as well. We're going to celebrate every single one. Every time somebody gets the Holy Ghost for the first time, you ought to go out of your mind in celebration. Every time somebody goes down in a watery grave of baptism, you ought to shout like there ain't nobody else's business. You ought to praise God like it's the last one that's ever going to get the Holy Ghost. You ought not be picking and choosing over who gets it and who doesn't. Whether it's your family or not, you want to celebrate everyone that is born in the kingdom of God. We're going to grow. We're going to help them grow. How are we going to help them grow? We're going to help connect them to God, to others, and to purpose. How are we going to do that? Through worship, fellowship, and through continual training. That's why we do foundations classes on Wednesday night. That's why we have Bible study on Wednesday night. That's why we have Bible prophecy class that our bishop does a tremendous job at teaching every Saturday morning. We're going to continue to equip those that come to us. We're going to grow economically. I thank God for the giving of this church in 2015. I'm humbled at the giving of this church in 2015. We gave to missions. We gave to Mother's Memorial. We gave to home missions. We gave to people and helped them in times of need. We helped people when they were down and out. We bought groceries. We put gas in tanks. We did all kinds of stuff last year. Most of that stuff, most of you will never even know about, because as a church, we do it and we just want to bless somebody without them feeling bad about receiving it. But we's able to do that because you and I give. We give and we're faithful in our giving and tithes and offerings and missions and scripture school and all the other things that we give to. And I thank God for the giving of Life Tabernacle in 2015. Last year, those of you that will be in our meeting in a couple of weeks, foreign missions, we gave more to missions last year than we've given in a long, long time, the foreign missions, and I'm so thankful for that. But 2016, you hadn't seen anything yet, because we're going to dig deeper and we're going to sacrifice more and we're going to give like we've never given before, and we're going to bless when we can bless, and we're going to do everything that we can to finance the kingdom of God. And as we do that, we're going to watch God just open up the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing. You heard my brother say it in leading service, that when everybody else is getting laid off from work, that God's kids are going to be taken care of some way, somehow. I don't know all the answers. I don't know how it's all going to happen. I just know as we are faithful to him, that God will be faithful to us. I see us giving more to every ministry in this church. I see us giving more in our community. I see us reaching more people on her van route. I see us bringing more kids to the house of God. I see greater numbers at our kids' revival and feeding them pizza and whatever it is that we're going to feed them. And I thank God for that. I see us going above and beyond that which we did last year in 2015. How is this going to happen? I'll tell you how. When we pray, thy kingdom come, and growth begins to take place in us. As we continue to grow and as we continue to give, not just of our money, but of our time and our effort and our energy and our resources and our giftings and our talents and our abilities, as whatever our hands find to do, we do it with everything that we have. We're going to see God open the windows of heaven. We're going to see him pour out blessings that will boggle our mind. Somebody said, what about our parking lot? What about it? I believe before it's all said and done, we're going to have a brand new parking lot. I believe before it's all said and done that we may have a seating problem before we get there. I don't know. I don't understand how it's all going to work out, but we're going to keep working. We're going to keep laboring. We're going to keep believing God to do the impossible, and we're going to stand back and we're going to see the salvation of Almighty God. I still believe in signs and wonders and miracles. So we continue to put into action Matthew 6:33. Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness. We're going to continue to see God move in ways that we can't even fathom. We're going to see signs and wonders and miracles. We're going to see God move in every one of our lives. Not just signs, wonders, and miracles following Pastor, but every single one of us. Sister Denise is a miracle sitting here tonight, because just Tuesday night, I believe, of this week, as she was leaving work in her van, she pulled out and didn't see a car coming that hit her broadside in the driver's door, totaled the vehicle, and she walked away barely scathed, got some whiplash and some soreness. But she's here tonight. That's a miracle of Almighty God. That's the protecting hand of God upon His children. There's many that I could talk about here tonight that God has made ways, that God has provided. Time doesn't permit me. There's those here tonight that have given, and you didn't know what it was, where it was going to come from or what was going to happen. And somehow God made a way where there was no way. Somehow He opened doors where there were no doors. And I thank God for all of that that took place last year. I thank God for giving cars, and I thank God for giving raises on our jobs. I thank God just for employment. I thank God that He's given us a place to go work and earn a paycheck and to provide for our homes. But most of all, I thank God for the stuff we can't see. I thank God for the things that He kept us safe from. I thank God from the sickness that didn't take us out. I thank God from the wreck that didn't happen in our lives. I thank God for the invisible stuff where He kept His hand upon His kids. I was talking with Sister DeForest just a week or two ago, and when the rains were coming and all of that was happening and the flooding was happening, she was telling me of them going home one night, and I believe it was Brother Joe that was driving, if I remember the story correctly, and Sister Sue Ann in the front, and her and Brother DeForest in the back seat of the pickup truck of Brother and Sister Joe DeForest. And as they were traveling down the road to get home, down one of those oil top roads, as they began to pass by, they saw bubbling coming up out of the road, and Brother DeForest, Brother Shannon DeForest, comment about it that if you see that, that means that there's something going on down there, that there's air, that there's no road, that there's something happening. And they drove through that and got home safely, only to find out, I believe it was the next day or so when the water receded, that part of the road was completely gone. Talk about a miracle. That's a miracle. That's the hand of God protecting His kids. That's the hand of God keeping His hand on the people of Almighty God. They could have easily got washed down the river. They could have got washed down the stream. And instead of her and them being alive, we could have had funerals for them. But I thank God for the hand of protection when we can't even see the danger that's there. You stand with me and I'm done. It's our hour. It's our moment. It's our appointment. We're going to press. We're going to push. We're going to persevere. We're going to pray. We're going to preach. We're going to persuade men and women with this glorious gospel that has been delivered to us. Life Tabernacle, I want to challenge you in 2016 to resist the urge to quit. To resist the urge to quit praying, to quit fasting, to quit witnessing, to quit working, to quit giving, to quit teaching, to quit preaching, to quit doing whatever it is that God is helping you to do. I want to challenge you to resist the urge and quit. I know sometimes that it's monumental and the weights are heavy. I understand about all of that. I'm very well aware of all of that. But can I tell you in 2016, would you pray with me, God, let your kingdom come in me this year. God, would you let your kingdom continue to come in me? Help me to be your hands and your feet and your eyes and your ears and your mouth, God. I want your kingdom to continue in me. I don't want to be a has-been. I don't want to be a something that was washed up in yesteryear gone by. I never want to stop growing. I never want to stop being challenged. I never want to be satisfied with being satisfied. I don't want to find myself complacent in 2016. I don't want to pull up an easy chair and say, wasn't God good to me in 2015? But rather, I want to dig in more. I want to get in more than I've ever been in it before. And I want to pray, thy kingdom come. I wonder, there's already one here tonight. I wonder if you would step out with me. You don't have to kneel at an altar, but just gather with me in the front and make your prayer tonight, God, let your kingdom continue to come in me. In 2016, God, would you help me to grow? Would you help me to expand? God, would you enlarge my borders? Would you enlarge my space, God? God, I don't want to be satisfied with being satisfied. Come on, Life Tabernacle, this is our year. Come on, Life Tabernacle, this is our moment. Come on, we're going to continue on. We're going to continue pushing. We're going to continue praying like we never have before. I wonder if you could lift your hands across this room with me right now and lift your voice and just say, God, let your kingdom come in me. In 2016. Come on, that's it. Come on, that's it. Come on, boys and girls. I'm believing God to give Trevor and Michael the Holy Ghost this year. I'm believing God to bless our kids this year. I believe in God to bring in our unsaved loved ones. I believe in God to transform our lives this year. I believe it, but we've got to let his kingdom come in each of us. Let it come, God. Let your kingdom come, God. Come on, lift your voice just for another moment or two in this room. I want this word to settle into your heart tonight. I want you to leave here with a made up mind that his kingdom is going to come in my life this year. I'm going to grow. Yandala mosa, yandala mokai, yandala mosa, yandala mokai, yandala mosa, yandala mokai, yandala mosi, yandala mokai.